Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today is Maitreya and the Master Jesus. And I'll be starting with an article by Benjamin Krem's master titled The Recognition of Maitreya. Very soon the world will see the teacher. The question arises, will people recognize him? For the vast majority, recognition will not be difficult. Seldom indeed does a man of his stature, demonstrating, radiating for all to see, the love, the wisdom, the purpose and the grace of God, come openly into our lives. Millions will respond and rally to his side, eager to implement the plans which, he will advise, are essential for the regeneration of life on earth. Many will brook no delay and catapult themselves into groupings and formations through which to tackle the manifold problems and needed changes which beset men today. Like men inspired, as indeed they will be, millions will begin the task of transformation, certain in the knowledge that they work towards the fulfillment of God's plan for this earth. Thus shall it be, and thus shall men begin to see themselves correctly as brothers, working together for the good of all. Not all men, however, will recognize Maitreya as the one awaited by all the nations. Steeped deeply in the world's scriptures, however fragmented and however discolored by time, many will turn away at first from this latest manifestation of God's continuing plan for the world. They will find it hard to reconcile Maitreya's simple and practical approach with their mystical expectations and dogmas. Do not be surprised, therefore, by their angry and anxious rejection. Thus it was in Jesus' time. Thus also when the Buddha began his work. Thus too did Krishna know dissent and condemnation. Thus has it always been when the new has presented itself to the old. Be not afraid, therefore, when the men of cloth raise their voices against the great Lord, naming him Antichrist and Arch-Deceiver, for they know little of the laws which underlie their faiths and act and speak from ignorance and fear. They too are tested in this fashion. Maitreya knows already those on whom he may count. Their numbers and their conviction are equal to the task. Within them shines the light of recognition and of hope, and their heart's ardour guarantees success. Soon Maitreya will call men to his side, offering to lead them into a new and better world. Soon, therefore, will men be called upon to recognise the teacher in their midst and to take their stand on the side of truth. It is the truth of God's continuing concern for the needs of all men that Maitreya demonstrates. It is that which has brought him at the head of his illustrious group among us. That article was published in Share International magazine in 1997, and don't usually mention, but these articles can be read in a book called A Master Speaks. There's two volumes, one and two. Now, on the website, there's a description about Maitreya, well, looking at the relationship between Jesus and Maitreya, who's also called the Christ. So I'm going to read out initially that website description. Jesus of Nazareth and the Christ are not one and the same person. This is one of the most difficult claims for many Christians to accept in connection with Maitreya, the world teacher, and therefore needs some further explanation. In fact, the title Christ does not refer to an individual at all. It is the name of a function in the hierarchy of masters of wisdom, that group of advanced beings who guide the evolution of humanity from behind the scenes. Whoever stands at the head of this hierarchy automatically becomes the world teacher, known in the East as the Bodhisattva during the term of his office. Maitreya, who embodies the energy we call the Christ principle, has held that office for over two millennia. In Palestine, he manifested himself as the Christ to inaugurate the Age of Pisces, then beginning. The method he used is called spiritual overshadowing. That is, his consciousness informed and guided the actions and teachings of his disciple Jesus. It was, therefore, the consciousness of the Christ Maitreya which was seen and experienced by those around Jesus. The events from Jesus' life and his words have been greatly misinterpreted due to this little understood connection between his work and that of Maitreya the Christ. This has given rise to the age-old theological point of contention, namely, whether Jesus was God or man, or perhaps both together. The answer is that Jesus was a man who, as a result of the process of evolution, became a son of God, as does everyone eventually. Others had gone before him on that path, and many have taken it since. The disciple Jesus of 2,000 years ago has by now become one of the most senior masters in the hierarchy, the Master Jesus. During most of the current time, he has lived mainly in Palestine. Since 1984, however, he has lived in Rome. The intention is that he will try to raise the Christian churches out of their state of crystallization and rivalry, and, if invited to do so, to lead a newly united church. By doing so, he hopes to resolve the many contradictions and misunderstandings which have arisen during the course of the centuries about his historic role and the teachings which he then disseminated as a vehicle for Maitreya. With the emergence of Maitreya, the Master Jesus is playing a major role for the second time. This open collaboration, which will be visible to all, will end any lingering doubts concerning the true relationship between Maitreya the Christ and his disciple, the Master Jesus. Thus, the seemingly paradoxical claim that Jesus and the Christ are not the same person, in the literal sense of the word, is more reasonable than it would appear. Those Christians who find it difficult to accept that their teacher is not the highest leader of all humanity may, however, take solace in a second paradox. Jesus and Maitreya the Christ were, and are, one, in the sense that they, each on his own level, work together in perfect concord to further the divine plan. So I'm going to now read, as usual, excerpts from books by Benjamin Creme, and please accept that there'll be a little bit of crossover in these questions and answers that I'll be reading out. So the first question is from the book the ageless wisdom teaching, the first two questions, in fact. First is, what is the relationship of the masters to us? They are our elder brothers. They have gone ahead of us. And having finished the evolutionary journey in which we are still engaged, have taken upon themselves the responsibility of overseeing our evolution. They know the way, the hazards, the possibilities. They know the steps which are the best to take. Because there are many blind alleys, many pitfalls on the path, and they teach the correct way. The correct way is the way of selflessness, lack of ego. This is the hard way. It is slow because we are all so egotistical. And the next question, do any of these masters have names that we would recognize? One of them, everybody knows, the Master Jesus. Jesus in Palestine was a very advanced disciple, a fourth degree initiate, just short of a master. He took the fourth initiation, the crucifixion, openly on the outer plane. Normally, you are not expected to die on a cross when you take the fourth initiation. He did that to symbolize for us, dramatically, that great experience of renunciation. He is now a master, becoming a master in his immediate next life as Apollonius of Tyana, who opened an ashram in North India where he is buried. From that fact has come the legend that somehow Jesus did not die on the cross, that he was secreted out of Palestine and went to India and is buried there. That was the being who was Jesus, but in his next incarnation as Apollonius. Jesus is now a very advanced master. In the 7th to 8th century, he went to America and taught the Indian populations, then went out into the Pacific and taught the Polynesians. They all have the legend of a white man who came and taught, and the names are all related to the word Jesus. He taught that another great teacher would come from the East, who would teach the Indians again. So, of course, when the Spaniards came, Cortes and his men, they were welcomed with open arms by Montezuma and his people, who were slaughtered for their efforts, as you know. This next question and answer is from my transmission, Volume 3. Where is the Master Jesus and what is his relationship to Maitreya? The Master Jesus, as he is known in the hierarchy of masters, has been living in the outskirts of Rome since 1989. He is one of the first group of masters to come into the world with the Christ. The Christ and Jesus are not the same individual. The Lord Maitreya embodies in his own being what we call the Christ principle, the Christ consciousness, the second aspect of the Christian Trinity, the energy of love. He overshadowed and worked through his disciple Jesus for 3 years, from the baptism to crucifixion. For these 3 years, the disciple Jesus became Jesus the Christ, or Messiah. Nearly 600 years earlier, the Buddha overshadowed his disciple, the Prince Gotama, who, at age 29, became Gotama Buddha. This is the age-old way for the appearance of the teacher in the world, which is a cyclic event. What we are witnessing today is the return, according to cyclic law, of the teacher, this time in his own full physical presence, not overshadowing a disciple, as has been the case up until now. And another question and answer. Can you tell me whether Maitreya is Christ returned or was Christ his disciple? In Palestine 2,000 years ago, Maitreya used the normal mode for the appearance of the teacher at any cycle, overshadowing. The process of Jesus' overshadowing started when Jesus was 12, which is why he could discuss profound theological ideas with the rabbis. When Jesus was 24, the process was more or less complete. And from the age of 30 to 33, that is, from the baptism until the crucifixion, Maitreya totally overshadowed Jesus. Sometimes Maitreya was working through that body alone. At other times, Jesus was working in it alone. At still other times, both Maitreya's consciousness and Jesus' consciousness were working through that body. So Maitreya did the teaching, and Jesus was the observer of all that took place through him. Jesus is a disciple of Maitreya, who is the master of all the masters. And still staying with Maitreya's Mission Volume 3, here's another question and answer. How will Maitreya and the Master Jesus work together? These two great ones have worked closely together for many centuries. According to the Master Joel Kuhl, who gave the Alice Bailey teachings, the Master Jesus seeks to save the time and effort of Maitreya whenever possible. This collaboration, no doubt, will continue. In the Christian churches, the energy of the Master Jesus, or of Maitreya himself, magnetizes the wafers at every Eucharist service. The responsibility for the Christian church lies with the Master Jesus. His task will be to purify the teachings of the man-made dogmas and doctrines which condition it today. Without doubt, Maitreya will aid him in every way. The function of the church has been to teach and to heal. In my opinion, that has taught badly and healed little. This will change under the inspiration of both Maitreya and the Master Jesus, and a path to initiation will be created, the true religious path. And one last short question and answer. Who will come first, the Master Jesus or Maitreya? Both Maitreya and the Master Jesus are already in the world. Maitreya in London and the Master Jesus in Rome. And the Master Jesus and the other masters, and I believe there's now 15 altogether in the world, will make themselves known only after Maitreya's declaration. And another question and answer. This is from the book The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. Could you explain the relationship between the disciple Jesus and the Christ? Disciple Jesus, who is now the Master Jesus, was born in Palestine as a third degree initiate. The five major initiations which take one to liberation have their symbolic enactment in the life of Jesus. That is what the gospel story is really about. It is a very ancient story and has been presented to mankind again and again in different forms long before the time of Jesus. He was, and still is, a disciple of the Christ and made the great sacrifice of giving up his body for the use of the Christ. By the occult process of overshadowing, the Christ, Maitreya, took over and worked through the body of Jesus from the baptism onwards. His next incarnation as Apollinius of Tyana was when Jesus became a master, and he now lives in a Syrian body which is some 600 years old and has his base in Palestine. Well, he did have. This is from the very first book by Benjamin Creme before Master Jesus moved to Rome. He has in the last 2,000 years worked in the closest relation to the Christ, saving his time and energy where possible, and has special work to do with the Christian churches. He is one of the masters who will very shortly return to outer work in the world, taking over the throne of Saint Peter in Rome. He will seek to transform the Christian churches insofar as they are flexible enough to respond correctly to the new reality which the return of the Christ and the Masters will create. And that's it. Thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. And wishing you all a lovely week.
Me. never miss your